Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. All right, we are back. It's 13 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest, as promised, is our good friend Russell L. Brown. Russ has been a business broker and a consultant for many years. He's been directly or indirectly involved in all aspects of buying, selling, and brokering hundreds of operating businesses. He's the president of Business Book Press. He is a degreed electrical engineer, also has a master's degree in business administration. He is the author of two absolutely outstanding books. One is called Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business, and the other one is called Preparing Your Business for Sale. Russ, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I really like the intro there, and
yeah.
I'm always happy to come back on your show.
I appreciate that, Russ, I really appreciate the time and the effort that you give to me and my audience, and your support, your constant support, and the excellent resource that you are for small business owners in America. And Russ has got an outstanding website. We're going to get him to give that out to you in just a little bit. One of the things we've been doing with Russ the last few weeks is covering some of the reports that he's prepared. And one of them that we talked about a few weeks ago was the 15 most important questions a buyer should ask a business seller. And now we're talking about his report number 103, which is the 15 most important questions for a seller to ask a business broker when you want to do business with a business broker. And I wouldn't be surprised if these wouldn't be pretty good questions for a prospective purchaser to ask a business broker.
Well, exactly right. You, as a prospective purchaser, you want to find out absolutely as much as you can about the process, mm-hmm. about the company you're looking at, about how to operate a business. So there's lots of information you need to be finding out, and certainly this is a good, smart buyer will want to know this information as well.
Absolutely. And before we get into our discussion, Russ, I want to give out our trivia questions, because I want to give some people in the audience a chance to win a copy of your report. And here they are. And on this day in 1904, a gentleman named Theodore Seuss Giesel was born. This guy was a Pulitzer Prize-winning author. He wrote children's books, and I want to know what his name, nom de plume, or whatever you want to call that. He came up with a name for himself. He's known as this guy. His name is Theodore Seuss Giesel. I want to know what his name was, the name that was on his books. Also, Desi Arnaz, born on this day in 1917. What country did he hail from? He was not originally an American. And Karen Carpenter, you know who she was, the sister in the brother-sister act of called the Carpenters, died much too young. I bet you don't remember what instrument she played, what part of the band instruments she played. I want to know, if you know that, I'd like to know what that was. And also, this guy, Arthur Murray, what was Arthur Murray known for? He was born on this day, and I want to know what he is most known for. 888-822-8255. And I'm still looking for somebody to call me and sing the song that Richie Cunningham sang when he was happy on Happy Days. It was a Fast Domino song. I want somebody to call me and sing that song, just a few little words, just to sing a little bit of it. That's all I ask. 888-822-8255. If you don't do it, I'm going to make Russ do it, and you don't want to hear Russ sing.
That's
trust
for
me
sure.
Trust me on that one. So somebody call. I really would like it if a lady would do that. That'd be a lot of fun. 888-822-8255. Russ, we were to number four in our discussion of what a buyer should ask, or a seller, I should say, should ask of a business broker. And number four is, what advertising methods do you use to find a buyer for my business? And this is really important, because you want to make sure, if you have a business for sale, you want to make sure that this broker isn't just going to take the listing, so to speak, and sit on it.
That's right. I mean, there are brokers that will take a listing and just sort of put it on the shelf, put it in inventory, and then hope that a buyer comes along. mm-hmm. and they work the numbers, and they believe that if they can get the more businesses they can get listed, eventually lightning will strike and one or more may sell.
Right.
Now that sort of works in selling homes, you know,
yeah.
real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
And so real estate agents try to inventory as much of that product as they can, and eventually the homes do sell, and they'll and so the value of the income for them comes from having as many listings as possible.
Well, when you list your home with a realtor, your friend, or whoever it is, the chances of that home being actually sold by the person who listed your house are much less than the chances that it's going to be some other person who sees the listing, and that's fine. You don't care about that. And in a way, the person listing the house doesn't care because they're going to get a piece of the action either way.
That's right.
But that's because there's this tremendous number of people out there who want houses and who are trying to there's this whole marketplace out there for houses.
That's right.
That doesn't exist in the same way in businesses, does it?
Right. In businesses, the market is much more illiquid. It just mm-hmm. doesn't. They don't turn over as fast, obviously. There aren't as many of them for sale. And you need to match very carefully a business type up with the right kind of buyer, not only the financial capability, but the expertise that's going to be needed to run the business. So there's a lot to selling a business that is much, much different than real estate. And so really you want to find out from the business broker you're talking to, what methods are you going to use to find a buyer for my business?
What would be something that we would like to hear? If I'm asking that question, what would be a good response from this business broker?
If you want the absolute best, is that the broker has a strong network of business buyers already identified,
mm-hmm.
who he knows, who he's pre-qualified, he knows what their financial capabilities are, he knows what their expertise areas are, and knows what areas they are particularly interested in. So as your business comes along and he takes the listing, he can expose that business to those potential buyers.
And when we say advertising methods, folks, that doesn't mean the same thing as advertising a house for sale. It doesn't mean in the paper necessarily. You probably wouldn't want that to happen. Let's take a break. Folks, it's 20 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Russ Brown. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. Stay with us. All right, we are back. It's 24 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. But you knew that already, didn't you? 888-822-8255. What you might not know if you just tuned in is that our special guest is our good friend Russ Brown. And Russ is a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. He's an outstanding small business resource and author, just a very prolific author, and he is dedicated to helping small business in America. And if you didn't know that before, you ought to know it now because of all the time that he has spent with you and me talking about things that will help you in your business. And Russ, on behalf of my audience, I thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much. Very kind words.
Well, I mean it, and my audience it means it too. In fact, we have a member of that same audience on the line with us right now. Who we got, Chuck?
We've got Gerald out in Missouri.
Hi, Gerald.
How you doing?
All right, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Say hi to Russ Brown.
Hi, Russ. How you doing?
Good morning, Gerald.
What's up?
Appreciate your show.
Thank you, sir. What's up out there in KCXL land?
Well, I think I've got to answer those three questions you asked.
I'm only going to let you have one, Gerald. Now, you can't be piggy.
Is that right?
I can let you have all the others, but then there's probably some nice lady right behind you that would want to call in, and it wouldn't be any fun if I let you have all of them. But go for one of them. Are you going to go for an easy one or a hard one?
Yeah, I think I know the answer to all three, so it doesn't matter. Which one do you want me to answer?
You go for whichever one you want.
Richie Cunningham used to sing.
Oh, you're going to sing for me?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Russ, buckle up. This is going to be
good. I can't wait.
Go ahead, Jared. Which song?
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill.
Oh, you think we don't have high production value on this show? I'm going to give Chuck a hand for that. Chuck, you made my day. Gerald, you're a card. I'm so proud of you. That's great. Good for you.
I'm driving in the rain, going to work. Nothing else better to do.
Oh, man, you made my day, Gerald. That's great. What do you do, Gerald?
I'm a terminal manager for an auto transport company.
Yeah?
And I do sing in church on Sundays.
Well, no, listen, I'm not laughing at your quality of your voice. You sounded great. It's just a lot of fun. I appreciate you doing it. Will you sing, bass or tenor?
I sing bass.
Daddy sing bass.
Daddy sing
I'm
bass.
Sorry, never mind. What about, are you a small business dreamer?
Yeah, dreamer.
What are you thinking about?
I don't know. I'd just like to find something someday to get out of this rat race.
Yeah, yeah. Are we doing anything on the show here to help you, to get you inspired? Or
I listen every morning on the way to work.
Yeah.
Maybe I can pick up on something.
I hope you can. And please, if you get an idea, please let us know. I'll be glad to help you, and Russ will too, or whatever guest we have, we'll be glad to help you.
Okay. Appreciate that.
And you stand by. Chuck's going to take your name and number. We're going to send you a copy of this report, because you never know, it might help you to buy a business one of these days.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Gerald.
All right.
Keep listening. Hey,
okay.
Hey, Gerald.
Yeah?
You're my hero.
Appreciate that.
Thanks a lot.
All
Bye-bye.
Right.
How about that, Russ? That was fun. Chuck, you're something. I'm impressed. All right. Let's get back to business. Russ, we were talking about advertising.
Yes.
And what advertising models? What advertising methods do you use for finding a buyer for your business? And I was saying as we took the break that advertising doesn't mean you don't necessarily mean classic advertising. What paper are you going to run this in? Because you probably, there's a good chance you would not want the business that you're selling. If you have a business, if you are selling a business, there's a good chance that you would not want that just to be in the paper, so to speak.
That's right. Most business sellers are very, very secretive about the fact they're going to sell the business, and for very good reason. You don't want to have concern among your employees. You don't want concern among your customers. Well, even probably more importantly, the concern that the business may not be there, or the person that they're dealing with is going to go away, and those kinds of things. So there's many, many reasons why business owners don't want it known.
Okay.
So I was saying that the best way to find a buyer for business is through a network of buyers that have been pre-established by a broker. But that's certainly not the only way, and even very good businesses are going to still, you may still need to go out and find a buyer that doesn't already exist in your inventory of buyers.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the old standby is newspaper classified ads under business opportunities. I mean, that's been used for many, many years. Typically, you don't find the good, high-quality buyers through that method.
Right.
Because that's sort of turned into a lot of get-rich-quick kinds of advertising.
Exactly. Stuff envelopes at home and get rich.
Yeah, that's right. So it's kind of demeaned that whole category.
Yeah. Russ, stand by. We've got to take a break. Folks, we've got more to come. 29 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Russ Brown. And I would let somebody else sing that song if you want to call in and sing the song. That'd be fun. 888-822-8255. Stay with us. All right. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our special guest is our good friend Russ Brown, a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust, the author of two outstanding books. One is called Preparing Your Business for Sale, which is a nice, big, thick, hardbound book, just an outstanding resource. And the other one is a little bit different. It's called Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. It's softbound, but it's an outstanding book too. It's a little larger in some ways than the other book. They're just a little bit different shaped, but they're both square, no question about that. Russ, tell us how we can get your book.
Well, you can go to any good quality bookstore, and they should have them there. Borders is carrying the books, and any other bookstore can order them. You can certainly buy them through my website at www.businessbookpress.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always call me here, 800-363-8867. I love to chat with folks, talk about what they're planning, what they'd like to do with their business or the business they'd like to buy. So I'd love to talk to you.
Absolutely, folks. I recommend you check out his website, or give him a call or send him an email. Russ is an outstanding resource for small businesses, and he'd be glad to help you if he can. Thank you for that, Russ. And we're going to give you a chance to give your website out again in just a few minutes. So, folks, if you did not get that down. Just stand by. Let's continue to talk about our list here of important questions that a seller should ask a business broker. And, you know, we were talking about advertising a while ago. You would like to, when you're interviewing brokers, if you want to sell a house, it's hard to imagine any community or a piece of real estate. It's hard to imagine any community in the country that you wouldn't be able to go around any corner and walk into a real estate office. But it's not like that with business brokers. In fact, there are many communities, many communities that would not have a business broker there in the community. And so you may have to go to the next town or the next city. And so it's not like that in a day's time you could identify a bunch of business brokers. In fact, most people might not know where to start just to find a business broker.
Well, a good place to pick up on, of course, is the yellow pages in the phone book under business brokers.
Right.
And that's generally, even if you're in a small town, usually a business broker from they're in the next largest town or city nearby will have an ad in the yellow pages. So that's a good place to start. And then armed with my special report here, when you interview them, you can be able to pick a good one.
Would you agree that one of the ways you can tell if your broker prospect has his cornflakes together is in the ways that he or she tells you that they're going to advertise? If you said, okay, how are you going to advertise? And that person said, I just run an ad in the classifieds.
If they
said something like that, wouldn't that be kind of a tip off as to their level of sophistication?
Right, that'd be a good hint that perhaps they're not the kind of broker that you'd be looking for.
Right.
I haven't really talked about one of the best methods of advertising yet, and I want to be able to get that in.
Go ahead.
And that's on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's become quite a method for matching up buyers and sellers of businesses. Because if you think about it, businesses are really a national commodity. They, many people will relocate from one part of the country to another for the right kind of business they're looking for.
Right.
I have people all the time. I have folks looking specifically for, let's say, a Dunkin' Donuts franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have worked in one and they're familiar with it, and they know how the profitability associated with it, and they want a Dunkin' Donuts franchise. And if they have to go to Spokane, Washington, or New York City, or wherever, they'll go to where there's one available.
Or they may be in Spokane looking to move, wanting to relocate to Florida. And so they would look for a business like that in Florida.
In fact, Florida is the highest state for business resales for what they call the snowbirds coming in.
Yep.
You know, the folks that have wintered over in Florida, and they sell their business somewhere in the other part of the country, relocate to Florida for their retirement years, mm-hmm. and can't stay out of business. So what they do is they buy an existing business in Florida. So there's a lot of activity down in that state for that. So, let me give you a website that, if anyone's interested, has 5,000 plus businesses for sale. They might even have 7,000 by
now. Go ahead.
It's www.bizbuysell.com.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an excellent site for finding businesses for sale. And
is that operated by a business broker company?
Actually, it's just there are people that operate it have business brokerage backgrounds, but their primary focus in life is just matching and operating the website, matching up buyers and sellers. It's got lots of good information on it.
So if someone went there, they would not really feel like they could not feel like they would find representation there, just a list of businesses that are for sale.
Right. There's a search engine where you can type in your criteria, what you're looking for, mm-hmm. the kind of price you might want to have in mind to be able to afford, the kind of cash you have, and the type of business. So you could easily find, for example, if there was a Dunkin' Donuts type of franchise you're looking for, you could find that at that site if it existed there.
That's very interesting. And then if you felt that you were not qualified to approach those people and you wanted a representation, then maybe you'd find a broker and tell them that you wanted to check that out for you.
Right, and when we come back, I'll tell you exactly how to find a good broker.
All right, stand by, folks. It's 39 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 888-822-8255. We still got some more trivia questions for you to answer. Give us a call. We'll be right back. All right, I'm going to give you a hint. Theodore Seuss-Zizel is the guy's name who wrote the children's books. And one of the names of the books was Green Eggs and Ham. All right, that's all the hint I'm giving you. You're going to have to come up with the rest of it on your own. I want to know what he called himself in the books. And also, Desi Arnaz, I want to know what country he hailed from, what country he was born in. Karen Carpenter, I want to know what instrument she played in the band, the Carpenters. And I also, Arthur Murray, I want to know what he was known for. All those people have birthdays today. 888-822-8255. And it's still not too late to sing, to call up and sing Blueberry Hill. I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. We've already had once. Gerald has called in and done that, and I'd like for one more person to do that, because we've had a lot of fun so far today, but not hardly as much as I want to have. Our special guest is Russ Brown, and we're talking about the 15 most important questions for a seller to ask a business broker. And Russ, you had another site that you or another location you were going to tell us about that where people could find business brokers.
Yeah, for those who are on the internet, there's a great site called the International Business Brokers Association. And it's at www.ibba.org.
Okay.
Don't forget to put the org in there.
Right.
If you go to com, you won't get there.
Okay.
And what they do is they have a listing of all the member business brokers throughout the country, and they'll be able to put you in touch with either an association in your state or area of the country, or a particular broker who may specialize in the kind of business that you are interested in buying or selling.
Right. 888-822-8255. That's the number to call if you have a question for me or Russ or both about buying or selling a business or any other matter. If you've got any kind of a business question, Russ is an outstanding business resource, and maybe between the two of us, we can come up with something that would help you. 888-822-8255. Russ, let's move on and talk about question number five, which is, what valuation method do you use in helping me establish a selling price for my business?
Right, and so one of the services that you're going to expect and get from a business broker is that they're going to help you figure out exactly what to expect to be able to get for your business on the open market.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of different methods that they can use to come up with the valuation for business. In fact, I've heard someone say that there's probably several hundred different variants. But when you break it all down, there's really only four types of ways of valuing a business. And you can do it either on the assets. You can value the hard assets that are in the company. You can use a comparison method where you compare one business to another that sold recently in the next, in your town, city, or in the next nearby town or city. You can do a present value of future earnings. You can project out into the upcoming years what you think the business is going to earn, and bring that back using present value techniques to today's value. And or you can capitalize out the value of your current earnings, that money you're making now. And so those are the different ways. And frankly, the best way, I believe, to do it is to capitalize your current earnings. That would be to put a value on that stream of income that the business is currently earning,
mm-hmm.
something that can be proven. And I think that's, for most buyers, that's the best way to put a value on a business.
And that is, up to that point, that is not a subjective thing because you're capitalizing the earnings that come off the financial statement or maybe the recasted financial statement. But there is one subjective part of that calculation, and that is what capitalization rate you use.
Yes, and of course I go into that in great detail in my book,
right.
Preparing Your Business for Sale. And, of course, I discuss it in the strategies book. That is very important. But basically, it comes down to what would an investor or a buyer of your business pay to realize that stream of cash, a stream of money that will result from operating the business. And it gets wrapped up in risk factors.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's very important. The higher the shorter time the business has been established, the higher the risk.
And folks, Russ, I want you to, you and I have talked about all four of those valuation methods last year, way back in the year, and I want to do that again this year. As soon as you can come back and do it, let's spend some time going over those valuation methods. That's not really what our discussion, and I did this. I didn't mean to get us too much into those different methods. I wanted you to identify the four. But one of the main things that I wanted to point out, though, right now is that this is probably one of the most anxious periods in the relationship of a seller and a broker, is helping the seller come to grips, come to reality, maybe I should say, with what their business is really worth. Because in almost every case I've ever seen, the business was not worth as much, especially the smaller the business, the more likely this is, the business was not worth as much as the seller thought it was. Yeah, yeah, no question. All right, stand by, Russ. Folks, it's 50 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. 888-822-8255. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. It's 54 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our special guest is Russ Brown, and what I wanted, before we get back into our discussion with Russ, I want to remind you that coming up in the next hour, Dan Pink is going to be with us. Dan is a former chief speechwriter for Vice President Al Gore. He is a contributing editor to Fast Company magazine. He's got a piece in the new Fast Company magazine called The Branding of the UK and the United Kingdom, and we're going to spend a lot of our time talking about what's going on over in England, the rebrand that nation, and there's going to be a lot of good small business tips in there as well, things that are very similar to what we try to do in our businesses. Russ Brown is our special guest. Russ, I want you to give your website out again one more time.
www.businessbookpress.com.
His books are Preparing Your Business for Sale. That's one. The second one is Strategies for Successfully Buying or Selling a Business. You can get either one of those at his website. If you buy both of them, they give you a discount. Or you can find them at bookstores, and if they don't have them, they can order them. They're available online from his website. They're all over the place. I recommend you check them out. And my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to check out Russ, you can do that by going to the Brain Trust section of my website. He's there, including a link to his website and his email. Russ, let's wrap up the hour by finish up talking about valuation and how questions that you would ask a business broker. I recommend that if you're talking to a broker about selling your business, that you try to have an open mind about what your business is worth, because most of us are so close to our businesses. It's our baby. We built it. We own it. We remember the tough times, and now that things are okay, we think it's worth a zillion dollars, and it's not. And the person looking at it is not going to love the business the way we love it, because it's just an investment for him or her. At least at this moment it is, as they're thinking about it. And I would like to think that a business broker would help you, would do a good job of helping you come to terms with that.
That's right. A good broker can do that, and that you need to listen to them. But I also highly recommend that you get an independent outside opinion of what your business is worth before you even talk to a business broker.
Mm, and who would that be?
Well, you can get there are a lot of CPAs who have experience. You got to make sure they're experienced with this.
And there's actually a whole designation, isn't there?
There are various designations within the CPA discipline. There's also various designations within the business broker field and in financial planning as well. So they're all of different value, different importance. Mm-hmm. But however you do it, you should get an independent professional opinion on what the business might be worth.
And I absolutely recommend, folks, that you become as knowledgeable about this issue on your own as you can, so you can do two things. Number one, make sure that whoever you're talking to is not blowing smoke on you one way or the other, high or low. And number two, so you can contribute to the process.
That's exactly right. And by the way, that's the reason I wrote that book, Preparing Your Business for Sale.
Yes. Yep.
So many business owners have expectations for the value of your business that, by the way, might be able to be met, but they need to know what to do to get that business ready to be sold. and it isn't obvious to them.
Yes.
It's clear to me after many years of dealing with these folks, it isn't obvious to the average business owner what to do to get their business ready to be sold for the highest value.
Russ, that's the last word. Thank you very much. Once again, you did a great job. Looking forward to next time.
Okay, thank you, Jim, and I'm looking forward to visiting again.
Have a good one, sir. All right, folks, got to wrap it up for this hour. Before I go, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, and dreamers like Gerald out in Missouri. Because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.